Chinese Communist Party making millions in UK government contracts for migrant hotels, report. By Kurt Zindulka on October 26, 2025. A report from the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China, IPAC, has found that the Chinese Communist Party is directly profiting from Britain's migrant hotel scheme to house supposed asylum seekers, many of whom break into the country illegally via the English Channel from the beaches of France. According to the IPAC audit of the Sino-British Economic Relationship, the CCP, or entities and people under its control, currently hold £190 billion in UK assets, including schools, national infrastructure such as Heathrow Airport, wind farms, power networks, billions of shares in FTSE-listed companies, and properties, including migrant hotels. Among the Chinese-owned assets listed in the report include three migrant hotels in Britain that have collectively been awarded millions in home office contracts, the Sunday Times reported. One of the firms, Kew Green Hotels, a £300 million business which owns and operates over 60 hotels, is entirely owned by the Communist Party through Beijing's China Tourism Group Corporation. It currently owns Holiday Inns in Kent and Cheshire, both of which faced anti-migrant hotel protests in August following nationwide outrage over the government scheme and concern for the safety of communities following the sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl by an Ethiopian hotel migrant in Epping. The report estimated that the two migrant hotels, both of which are block-booked by the state to house alleged asylum seekers, have earned the Chinese firm around £15 million through home office contracts. Another Chinese cutout, Campanile, an asset of the Shanghai city government, also owns a hotel in Cardiff, which has been housing supposed asylum seekers for the British government since 2022. China is not only benefiting from British government contracts to house migrants, with companies in China being behind the means by which illegals enter the UK. Indeed, most of the small rubber dinghies used by people smuggling networks operating along the coastline of France to ferry illegals into British waters are produced in China. As of late, Chinese-made super dinghies have become a preferred model for the human trafficking gangs, given that they allow for more passengers per trip, thus increasing profits. According to The Telegraph, small boat crossings averaged 7 passengers in 2018, compared to an average of 61 this year. In December, the National Crime Agency said that it had conversations with Beijing about potentially limiting the supply of outboard engines to hinder people smuggling operations, given that most were produced in China. However, there has seemingly been little progress in confronting the human trafficking operation, with the number of small boat illegals arriving in Britain this year already surpassing the total for 2024. The disclosure of Chinese involvement in the hotel migrant scheme comes amid growing criticism of the leftist Labour Party government's stance towards Beijing. Earlier this month, the Starmer government was accused of kowtowing to Beijing after it was reported that Downing Street had hindered the prosecution of two alleged Chinese spies for fear of damaging the diplomatic and economic relationship with China. Shadow Home Secretary Preeti Patel told the Sunday Times, "Labour are bending over backwards to appease Beijing. Having wrecked our economy, they are now going begging abroad, putting our economic and national security up for sale to the highest bidder." Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xindulka@breitbart.com.